Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Fire-impacted dairy farmers on the New South Wales South Coast are continuing to milk their cows as fires burn on surrounding properties. To find out more about the situation, I caught up with retired Bega Valley dairy farmer Steve Guthrie.
It was around New Year's Day, really, when things really started to, or New Year's Eve, when things started to really kick off down here. And you know, it was pretty, pretty intense. Some of those nights, like from my place, I could see the glow in the sky towards Cobargo. And I thought, oh, that doesn't look good. And it wasn't. And a lot of people around in that area are just saying the noise of the fire coming towards them was just absolutely frightening. So that was probably the first instance that we really knew that something serious had happened. And then as the week's sort of gone on, we've got other areas that have burnt and right to the south of us, around south of the Eden area, it really blew up down there day before yesterday, I think it was. And, you know, it burnt from the border to Eden in a matter of hours. So it just goes to show just how serious this fire is, really. It's just so intense and it's creating its own weather. And just once it seems to get going, it just gets going and takes off.
So when you can see it getting so close to your property, what are you and your neighbours doing, I guess, in preparation in case it approaches?
Well, I suppose most people preparing their properties with just clearing stuff from around them and just wetting everything, keeping everything as wet as possible. Most people have, a lot of people have got sprinklers on their roofs and things like that, but the danger is that, you know, you might stay there, but the intensity of the fire can get you into trouble, really, I think. That's the thing, you know, you've got to really examine where your escape routes are and things like that if things really get too bad, or what you're going to do when it gets too bad. But one of the biggest issues is you really don't know where the fire is because of all the smoke that's hanging around. Like, I can see probably 200 metres from where I'm standing at the moment. I can just see the outlines of trees. So you really don't know where the fire is in the landscape when you get those nor'westers here because there's so much smoke.
So I guess so far, Steve, can you tell us how close has fire got to your property?
Well, I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, because I can't see where it was on the other afternoon when it started to head my way. That was the day before yesterday, when it started to head towards my way, because I don't know how far it actually got. And because it's so smoky, it's very hard for the RFS to actually update where the fire has come. So the maps, I don't think the maps for the Werri Dairy Fire, which is the one that would have affected me yesterday, the other afternoon, I don't think those maps are quite accurate, but I'm not sure because I don't know where the fire really is. So it could have been 6 kilometres away from me, it could have been 10 kilometres away from me, I don't know. Exactly. And this is one of the issues, but there's not much you can do about it.
No, certainly not. So the realities of running a dairy farm, how hard has it been for farmers with these fires circling and sadly in many cases reaching properties? They've still got to operate their farm. So what happens during these sorts of situations?
Well, luckily most dairy farms have got a generator to run their milking plant. There's a few that haven't, but most of the dairy farms have had generators. They've been able to keep milking their cows because you've not only got to feed your cows when you get a fire, but you've always got cow welfare to look after. can't milk your cows for two or three or four milking, you end up with problems with mastitis and all kinds of things. So it's really important to be able to milk the cows. That's the most important thing, to look after the animal welfare. And the farmers have been doing that. That's been their top priority. But some of the farmers have lost feed as well. But some of the farmers have lost all their grazing just to the north of us. I'm not sure about their fodder reserves, whether they've lost them as well. But some, I know some people have. They've lost hay sheds and that sort of thing. Like some people have been really prepared for the drought, but and they've had hay in their hay sheds and they've lost that hay. So the local Land Services Board and DPI have been really good. They've been sourcing fodder for people, not only dairy farmers but also beef farmers. The local LLS have employed a farm advisor to specifically look after dairy farmers, making sure they've got fodder, they've got power, they've got fuel to run their generators, because that's the other thing that's been an issue at the moment, is that people have been running out of fuel to actually run their generators, power their milking shed. So LLS have apparently been really good and coordinating things quite well. There'll always be some niggly little issues, but on a whole, they've done a fantastic job, according to just what I've heard.
Yeah, certainly. And you mentioned there the fact that many farmers along the south coast have been prepared for drought, and they've been using those fodder supplies that they've had to get through the drought. What is the morale like of farmers at the moment, considering everything that they've been through prior to the start of this summer? You've got milk prices as well that sadly haven't really moved as high as they need to. What is the mood like?
I think it's pretty good. Like, I've only spoken to four farmers since this has all sort of blown up, and they've all been fairly philosophical about the whole thing. It's, like I was talking to one farmer the other day, he actually left his farm for a whole day. Like, it was pretty bad. So he left for a whole day, and then he came back and milked his cows that night. It's a bit stressful, but you just got to keep milking your cows, really, and that's all there is about it. And a lot of people are saying, well, why don't you evacuate? Well, you just can't go and load your cows. No farmer's going to do that.
No, that's exactly right. So I guess as far as milk supply goes, and this might be too hard a question to answer, but what impact will these fires have on milk supply coming from the Bega Valley?
Well, it's pretty hard for me to answer that question, but I think it's just, it's mainly, I think most of the farmers are going to be going reasonably well, but the biggest problem is all the farmers on the Barogo River, the Barogo Dam's empty now, so we've run out of irrigation water. That stopped yesterday, I think. So it stopped on Monday, whichever Monday was. But yeah, so we haven't got water on the Barogo anymore, so that's going to put some extra stress on the whole situation. But one of the biggest problems is just we need to be able to procure hay, and mainly hay and grain, just to keep things going. And there's not that much hay and grain out there, or much more hay than grain, but there's just not a lot of hay out there in the whole system. So if you haven't got hold of it soon, you might not be able to, and that can put some pressure on the whole dairy industry.
Yeah, couldn't agree more on that point. And final one, the assistance from the DPI and the state government in New South Wales, but also the federal government. I know you praised the work of the DPI earlier, but what needs to be done at a state and federal level, I guess, to ensure that there is still a dairy industry there and to help farmers get through what is a tough period, those who will suffer stock losses and will suffer major infrastructure losses as well?
Yeah, well, it's a bit hard to know exactly what they should be doing, but I think the federal government needs to have a good look at their climate change policy for a start. But on the ground sort of stuff, I think, you know, proper grants might be really relevant in this case, because people are really stretched financially already with the drought. So, it's all right to say you can get a rural assistance loan at a really low interest rate, but you've still got to pay it back. And I think there's probably a place for grants at the moment to help people get through this this time, because it's going to take a fair while to recover from this. And dairy farms, and especially, well, dairy farmers in the Bega Valley underpin the Bega Valley, really. And that factory in Bega probably is vital for the economy of the Bega Valley. Well, it is vital for the economy of the Bega Valley, not might. It is vital. So, you know, the federal and state government need to be able to look at every opportunity to support the dairy industry in the Bega Valley.
That's retired Bega Valley dairy farmer Steve Guthrie there, speaking on the fires that are continuing to burn on the New South Wales south coast. Now, Dairy Australia has confirmed that less than 100 dairy farms have been impacted by fires, not only in New South Wales, but also in Victoria and South Australia earlier this season. Now, it does include the loss of two dairy farms in New South Wales. Dairy Australia went on to say that it's unknown exactly what the long-term impacts of milk supply will be. Thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Now, don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in contact with us here, feel free to send through an email. It's ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. That's ruralnews, all one word, at macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great day.